February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Good evening and welcome to KCNR 1460, 96.5 and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott. We are talking on North State Now, our new show, our new magazine show here. Very excited about that. And as promised, we are here with Dr. Orna Gill, who is launching her brand new show on everything women's health. How are you?
I'm great this evening. How are you, Linda?
And great. So I've got juice going through my fingers. I'm so excited about it. And with us as well is Lynn Ann Foster, who is the Director of Marketing and Sales and Communication with Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hello. Good evening.
Hi. And this show is sponsored by you as well, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we're very excited. I'm going to kick off with Lynn Ann. And I'm only here tonight because this will be the Dr. Orna Gill show, Everything Women's Health. And I'm just here to kind of introduce you because this has been my brain baby, is to be able, we've got Enjoy the magazine one Thursday night. My first Thursday night is always about show business, restaurant review, talking to musicians, theater, that kind of thing. Then we have Enjoy that comes on and talks about everything in the Enjoy store. Then we have Michelle Slade that comes on and talks about everything that's with Heroes of the North State, and that could be a neighbor doing a good deed to somebody who's done something incredible, like, say, with the fires and so on and so forth. And then, of course, the anchor at the end is our beautiful Dr. Orna Gill, and we're launching the show tonight. But we're going to start off with Lynn Ann Foster and talk about what's happening over at Shasta Regional Medical Center and the new bringing in new doctors.
Oh, absolutely. We are recruiting for some of the area's best physicians, and we happen to get one of the best a few months ago, Dr. Orna Gill. She's a new gynecologist over in our medical group, and she is fantastic.
So you were talking earlier about let's throw some accolades towards Dr. Orna Gill and about her research and her global expertise.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I appreciate very much about Dr. Gill as a patient and as a person that I get to work with on a very regular basis is that when she looks at women's medical issues, her research falls back on research that's been done on women. And I've learned this from Dr. Gill, much of the research that's done that doctors rely on is based on men. And Dr. Gill can talk obviously better about that. But one of the things that I think is really important is that she's completely focused on women in her practice and as well as her research.
And so you are a patient.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
So for you, maybe you had somebody you've been with for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
To make the change is hard.
It is. It was hard. And honestly, I didn't go to a doctor for a long time because I didn't feel like I had any good options. As I got older, closer to 50, my body was changing. And the questions that I was asking my previous physician, I wasn't comfortable with the answers. And instead of pushing further, I'm like, you know what, maybe this just isn't a good relationship anymore, which happens for a lot of people.
A lot of people.
Right? It was just I was changing, and my physician wasn't changing with me.
There you go.
Enter Dr. Gill.
Enter Dr. Gill. And so welcome.
Thank you very much. That's quite a glowing welcome and introduction.
Oh, we could talk for days. We could talk for days.
So let's talk about when somebody comes to you for the first time, Dr. Orna Gill, and you are over across the street from the hospital. There's a new, in fact, you guys have just had the the Women's Night Out. I love the outreach that's happening, by the way. Mm-hmm. You've also done open houses with Come Meet the New Doctors.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's really cool because people are nervous about, okay,
yeah,
my body, my insides, all of my history, what I take, what I don't take.
It's, yeah.
That is, there is no hiding. It's very revealing to be with somebody. So now there's a new trust that you have to, yeah, to develop. And it, unlike Kaiser, like when my parents go to Kaiser, yeah, they get a doctor. And mm-hmm, I've heard my mother complain about that. So now we have options to choose.
Right.
And, so we want to talk more about what that's like when you see a patient for the first time. Do you have a protocol you have developed?
I like to very carefully approach the patient-doctor trust dynamic. It's very, very intimate, and it's very, very important to maintain strong boundaries and make sure that that trust is achieved sometimes over time. It takes some patients a long time even just to undergo an exam, you know, and that's okay as long as the communication between myself and the patient is in place. We can always take our time and talk about, in a very stepwise fashion, whatever you, the patient, is comfortable talking about. And so it's slowly, slowly.
It's building a relationship.
It is building a relationship because it's long-term. And there's a lot of risk that comes in making these decisions to a patient because it's your body, like you said.
There's controversy in some instances of when a girl should have her first vaginal examination. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that? What is your protocol?
I think that we all have questions about our bodies from a very young age. And I see a lot of patients from anywhere from the age of 10 all the way up to the age of 100. And because it's not just about the exam, it's about the questions, like Lynanne was saying, that you have, and that only sometimes a doctor can answer, and a doctor that you can trust can answer. It's not just, you know, a book that can really explain. It's really sitting down and talking. In terms of a pelvic exam, a lot of people say that once sexual activity is initiated, or maybe just, you know, as soon as patient initiates with sexual activity, that's when the real physical pelvic exam should be done. Prior to that, obviously, it would be good to have education about birth control, about sexual function, about options and that kind of stuff. Optimally, you want to have contact with patients even before their first pelvic exam.
So we're going to have to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk more about was it a fallacy that, you know, when a girl, we're talking with Dr. Ornegill here on North State Now, brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, our brand new gynecologist that's in town, so educated, globally minded, so much that we have to cover here. Very excited, but the question on the other side would be, and we've had questions come in from the chat room, about should I take my daughter in when she started her period and or before as to know what do you expect, and maybe you hear it differently from the doctor on a medical, in a medical way or terms than it would be mommy telling you, well, this is what you should expect. Is that something that's a rite of passage or not? Some people are saying, why have a vaginal examination until they actually decide to have sex and get married? And some people are old school that way. So I'd love to hear your take on that, and so would our listeners. We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM on the Dr. Ornegill Show.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Redding Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Redding Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell. Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
You get me every time.
Welcome back to KTNR 1460, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're talking here with North State Now, which is our kickoff for the Dr. Orna Gill Show. Women's health is our subject, and every time that Dr. Orna is here on the fourth Thursday of the month, we'll be talking about women's health, and she will bring her global expertise. We're also here with Lynann Foster, who is the Marketing and Director of Communication for Shasta Regional Medical Center, who brings you this show. So, Dr. Orna, we wanted to talk with you a little bit more. People are calling in and asking about your past. Let's talk about what brought you in to women's health.
I initially went to medical school in New York City, Albert Einstein College of Medicine. And there I had a lot of exposures, not so much to women's health, but mostly to, you know, very, very, very sick people in very socioeconomically deprived areas. And that really gave me a huge breadth of exposure. After that, I went on to residency in North Shore University Hospital, where what I saw really was that women's health allows you to really practice both medicine and surgery in a very, very specific way, very, very detailed, really to choose from a palette of topics in medicine and procedures that very few other specialties allow you to do. So, for example, if you do go into cardiology, you're probably not going to do a pelvic exam. You're not going to operate. You know, if you go into surgery, you're probably not going to do so much work with hormones. But in my profession, it's really great. In women's health, you really can gather a huge amount of information specific to women and also execute that information in a real body way. In other words, you can remove people's uteruses. You can address pelvic masses. You can address their hormones. And this is an amazing gamut of opportunity to learn and to continue to work in a very, very complicated field, one that's very fascinating to me and continues to be.
So you left, you were at San Diego, mm-hmm. and at that point, tell us what you were doing in before Reading.
Oh, before Reading. I was the director of women's health at the Vista Community Clinics system. There's a system of six clinics where I developed the inpatient in the hospital and then outpatient out in the clinics gynecology program. And so we were able to operate minimally invasively in the clinics themselves. We set up little procedure rooms, mini ORs. And also in the hospital, I started that whole program where we really practice minimally invasive surgery in gynecology for women in Vista. And we had I think we had 9 nurse practitioners, 2 PAs, and 7 physicians working in these facilities, specifically in women's health. And at that point, minimally invasive surgery was just starting to open to the field of robotic surgery, and mm-hmm. that's something that I also started for that community. So in my clinic system. So that was very, very successful, and it's something that I really am happy to bring with me to Reading. You know, it's a beautiful, wonderful community, welcoming, warm, fun, everything that I wanted and hoped for and even more. So I am very excited to bring this expertise and all of the stuff that I've done in the past I want to bring here and to do even better. I want to do even better.
So, Lynann, you were able to procure, if you will, Dr. Ornegill and bring her here, which has been a bit a coup.
And she was actually here. We arrived about the same time when I started back at the hospital, but I hung on to her. I'm like, girl, we got to get you out.
So my question then would be, as you were looking through the resume and I like the word that you said, her global knowledge, because maybe you can also, because a lot of times when you can ask a question, mm-hmm. you have knowledge, you're with her every day in the mm-hmm. hospital setting. Maybe there's questions that you can ask that maybe I wouldn't ask. Mm-hmm. And so now's the time to bring to light for our listeners some of the things that you've witnessed or some of the knowledge you have of her past.
Right, right. Well, one of the things that I appreciated immediately about Dr. Gill is her warmth. I mean, she is one of the most genuine people I have ever met in my life. You immediately feel comfortable with her. And when you're talking about things that are medically important to you, you need to have that comfortable feeling and to feel safe, even in difficult conversations. And immediately I got that sense from her. In addition to that, she has these credentials that fly off the page that are outstanding. And there's a sense, I feel like, sometimes in this community that we don't have such quality. And we do, as a matter of fact.
Now we do.
We do. And there are other physicians in town, too. But what's so special about her is that women that I know in the community are just longing for good female doctors to talk about female issues that men, I think they understand, but can't address fully because obviously they don't experience the same things that mm-hmm. we do. And she has the experience, she has the expertise, and she has the compassion. She's outstanding.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel like I'm blushing.
I can't see it. Well, one of the things that you said too, Lynanne, which I think is really important, is that when we started off the program talking about when you should have your first pelvic examination, and you had said, Dr. Orna, that it would have been, or Dr. Gill, that it would have been when you think that you may be starting to have sexual activity. So gone are the days, perhaps, of when you're 14 or 12 or 11 or wherever you start your menstrual cycle, that is just the old school thought of you need to go see a doctor to make sure your parts are working.
Yeah, thank God those days are over. I think at this point the standard would be obviously have good contact with your physician before, you know, you initiate sexual activity. It's always good to talk to a doctor about, for example, when you start menstruating, what to expect. And sometimes, like you said, doctors can give you more information than your mother or your aunt or your friend. And you can have, if you feel comfortable enough, you can really get into good discussions. The other thing is that with regard to pelvic exams, I would say, yeah, once you're sexually active or at the age of 21, whichever comes first. So, you know, really 21 is when we would like to get started. At this point, if you haven't had intercourse yet, probably still want to go in at 21 for exam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that could be, I mean, whether you're 12 and you need to be seen, or you're 21 and you've never had that experience, it's scary. Intimidating. It's scary. Right. It's a little embarrassing. I mean, you're the only naked person in the room. Your legs are open.
Yeah.
It, you know, and so to have somebody that can carry you through that and to have a good conversation about what's happening is really important.
Well, when you think about the fact, I know this is going to sound a weird analogy, that you start having your teeth, your mouth opened and your teeth looked at when you're very young for your cavities, you adjust to that. But for women, young girls, it's very scary. And we want to talk a lot about that experience when you first come in and the psychological part of it. Plus, we talked about the global knowledge that Dr. Gill brings to the Reading area. And we're going to do that at the next break here on KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. This is North State Now with the Dr. Orna Gill, All Women's Health Show.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation. I mean, everybody here Everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and ask me how you can have us pay for your move or how you can save $1,000 when you move in. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell Avenue, or check out our website at river-commons.com.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. You're listening to North State. Now it's the Dr. Orna Gill Show. Everything woman. A la Chaka Khan. Every woman. You know, it's interesting because we're talking about women's health, and Dr. Orna Gill is our new, would you call it? Not resident, but you are the gynecologist with Shasta Regional Medical Center. You've been now with Shasta Regional for how long?
I started in September here. So I guess for 5 months.
So you have openings for still, because I want to be in one of your openings.
I do, absolutely. I have no wide, pun open, intended. Wide open. Yeah, yeah, right. Absolutely. And very, very excited to take on new patients and to continue to do the fascinating and excellent work that I do out here. So.
Well, we were talking at the break. So much happens at the break. We can have a show just called The Outtakes at the Break.
That's right.
And we were discussing what it is to build the trust. And the first thing is to get in front of the doctor and talk about maybe, you know, maybe the doctor has a way of helping you not to pry or dig, but to help you unfold some of your fears. Mm-hmm. We all get blocked, you know, and when you see your doctor, you're there to have optimal health.
Right, right.
And many times from things that we've done or maybe followed other procedures or through diet or through... You know, some people have painful intercourse and don't understand why, or some people have irregular periods and don't understand why, or painful periods and not understand why, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The list goes on. Or what about, you know, breast examinations and all those things. So it's great to get in front of the doctor and start your moment where you have a clean canvas and you can start over with the expert.
I agree. I think we fear a lot what we don't understand or know. So... just coming in and taking a look around talking to the doctor, meeting the nurses, and you know, we had a meet and greet that Lynette and Foster set up so beautifully, an open house, and we all started to meet more people in the community and people, you know, other colleagues, and it's been just a great experience with that. One thing I do when patients come in, especially the most vulnerable ones, such as like a patient who's never had a pelvic, for example, I give them a speculum to hold in their hands and, you know, see how it works, explain it to them. Also offer a very, very sort of slow and patient-guided approach to the exam. Do you feel comfortable with this part of the exam? Are you ready for this part of the exam? It's not, you know, we don't have to breakneck speed. There's no, you know, race to the finish here. We just want to do the best that we can for the patient. And certainly a good conversation and an open conversation is the best start for any relationship, as you know, not just the doctor-patient relationship. So, you know, we hopefully a good listener. I consider myself to be a good listener, and that's the most important part, I think, of the interview or of the beginning of the trust.
Well, we know that as in girlfriend circles that we talk about things that when you start to trust your friends. Yesterday, I of course I won't mention any names, but talking with a friend of mine who said, I'm just at a place right now where I feel like I'm going to just have my parts taken out. I want a hysterectomy. So that's like, wow, I'm really curious if, you know, what happens when a patient comes to you and said, doctor, I'm just, you know, my uterus has fallen or I can see it. That to me, I can't even visualize that, but I know that I hear this. So, I mean, you're going to be talking on your show about, you know, what is a hysterectomy and why have a hysterectomy?
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, there are very valid reasons to have surgery. Obviously, we don't want to do it electively. We want to do it only when it's really, really indicated and approach it in a very rational way. A risk-benefit analysis needs to be done. Why are we doing this? What is the benefit? And what are the possible negative outcomes if I do this? So always want to keep in mind a very cautionary approach to making big decisions like this, and definitely make them not during stressful times in your life, during times where you have a clear head, where you have a good support system, where you're not distracted by other major tragedies or distractions or changes in your life. So that's number one. Number two, we will get into what are the indications for hysterectomy. Obviously, cancer or precancer would be a huge indication. So that's a no-brainer, no question. Issues like bleeding or masses that we can't address medically. So, for example, if you have a lot of bleeding, for example, and we've tried all of the different hormonal approaches, or maybe you're not a candidate for hormones because maybe you had blood clots in the past or something like that, then we can try ablation, which is a type of approach to basically scarring the walls of the uterus so that they don't bleed anymore. And it's painless and it's very effective. You know, there are different approaches that we do, again, in a very stepwise fashion before we go to the hysterectomy, you know, option. But I think, you know, it's a valid option, and it's certainly, nowadays, it's not a big scar, you know. It's like one poke hole or two poke holes in your abdomen. You won't even see them. So,
wow, that's just a miracle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you do the robotics as well?
Oh, yeah. I do multi-port, single port, meaning single port is just like a little cut in the belly button and you can't even see it. It's sort of buried and even can repair if you have a little outie instead of an innie belly button, we can deal with that, whatever you want to do.
I'm curious when you're saying that, how do you take the organ, when you're doing robotics, how do you take, don't you remove an organ?
Yeah.
How do you?
You remove the, so again, we usually remove the uterus vaginally, and then we sew up the vaginal cuff from above, meaning from inside the body. So, yeah, we remove, you can remove organs also through holes in the abdomen. So the one inside of the belly button can be up to 2.5 inches. So, but we wrap it around so it looks like a round cut instead of a straight one. So you can actually expand the surface area of the amount of tissue you want to take out. And then there are ways to extract the tissue, like cutting it a little bit or coring it or that kind of stuff.
How many days of surgery do you do per week?
Well, right now I'm still ramping up, but in general, when I was at like my most perfect schedule, I would say, I would do once a week all day and then a half day as well, a week. So for bigger cases all day, and then for smaller cases, I would have like a Friday afternoon or something, just do minimal, like smaller cases, like, you know, tight tubes, that kind of stuff.
Okay. Okay. Ooh, this is so interesting. Well, we're going to take a break here. I don't know if it's early or not, but, you know, Dr. Orna Gill Show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're here with Lynn Ann Foster, too, is the marketing director and communications expert with all the reach out with Shasta Regional Medical Center. This is Linda Bott. We're launching North State Now, the Dr. Orna Gill Show, All Things Women. We'll be right back.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Live flamenco on stage with Savannah Fuentes, Pedro Cortez, and Jose Marino, Friday, March 15th at 8 p.m. at Reading School of the Arts. Tickets can be purchased at brownpapertickets.com or by calling Reading School of the Arts. Live flamenco is filled with passion and excitement, exquisite dancing, and masterful guitar playing. It is an experience you'll never forget. Preferred seats at the edge of the dance floor are available, so go to brownpapertickets.com or call Reading School of the Arts. Enjoy live flamenco with Savannah Fuentes, Friday, March 15th at Reading School of the Arts.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Another
wild family event is coming to the Cascade Theater March 13th on the Trail of Big Cats. Follow photographer Steve Winter around the world as he searches for rare and dangerous tigers, leopards, and other giant cats. He'll share his images on the big screen along with terrifying and lighthearted stories of his adventures. Plus, Turtle Bay will be on hand with some wild surprises of their own. March 13th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Welcome back to the Dr. Orna Gill Show here on KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. This is Linda Bott, and I'm just we're launching a new show tonight. It's called the Dr. Orna Gill Show, and it's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. All things on women health, and tonight also in the forum is Lynn Ann, who is the Marketing and Sales Director from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And welcome, everybody.
We're so excited to have the show.
Yeah. Let's talk about what the vision for the show is. Because, you know, we're launching it. This is the first one. First of all, 6 p.m., the last Thursday of every month.
Yeah.
Well, like, unless the fourth Thursday, because sometimes there's a fifth. So the fourth Thursday of every month.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. I'm very excited to start this show. I want this show to be for our listeners in the community to talk about things that we don't usually have the opportunity to talk about, not just because we don't have anyone to talk about it, but also because it's a little bit uncomfortable, not so easy to talk about. And it's about women, women's health, and all those issues that I can offer you some good insight on. Any question you have, any thought you might have, any concern, we can review it and start to learn about things we kind of just now hold as myths, things that we heard from our mothers, our friends, Cosmo magazine, whatever it is that we get our information from. At this point, we're going to stop it, and we're going to start to really have intelligent, informed conversations about our bodies. And that's something we deserve and something we can have now.
Yeah.
That's the thought.
Yeah.
That's the,
So we're encouraging conversation, which means that you can, get a hold of Lynn Ann Foster at, let's talk about how they can get a hold of you with an email or a call. Like, you're struggling with the question, and you also can get into the chat room, on KCNR 1460 or Free Fire Radio, and get into the chat room and ask questions if the computer's up. But it would be really good if you posted your question, which is going to be confidential, with Lynn Ann, who's setting up a hot link.
Right. Yeah, and we don't have that. We don't have a link available yet, but before the next show at the end of March, we'll have that available. And what we're hoping is that people will use that for pre-questions before the show. We'll be talking about what the topic is in the weeks prior to Dr. Gill's show. And if you have specific questions or interest or some type of topic that you'd like to hear about in the future, we'd love to hear from you. Because, again, this won't only be interactive during Dr. Gill's hour, but we want to be interactive all month long to get ready for our show and future shows, because this is really about what Dr. Gill can offer our community. So we can't have a robust show without participation. So we really want to encourage women in the community to participate and ask questions and push back a little bit.
Right.
Have some fun with us.
We're going to be covering hormones. We're going to be covering thyroid, vaginal rejuvenation. The list goes on about, you know, what happens after postmenopause. Why am I having painful sex? How do I avoid I want to enjoy sex, but maybe it's not. I have so many friends across the board that are 30 to 70.
Mm-hmm.
And, so many, you know, we're very open conversation friends. You know, we talk about things. And what happens after menopause and maybe not being sexually active and maybe a divorce or a shutdown or whatever that is, and then all of a sudden new love interest, new facing painful sex and how you go about that. So that's why it's important to have a doctor, an expert that can tell you what's happening with my body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean – Definitely, there's a lot of anticipation, anxiety when you come into a new relationship and you're ready to go the next step, and really does kill the romance, painful intercourse, for sure. So there are lots of different ways to figure out what's going on. First of all, you want to have an exam. Is there an infection there? Is there a lesion there? Is there an ulcer there? Is there maybe fusion of the anatomy so that, you know, you don't have the same anatomy that you might have before due to dryness or low estrogen? And there are different types of approaches we can take to mitigate that experience and, in fact, actually turn it into a positive one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So knowledge is power.
Exactly.
When you leave somewhere and go, oh, my God, I never, you know, how wonderful. So that's what you are offering at the Shasta Regional Medical Center. And again, if you're just tuning in, this is the Dr. Orna Gill Show, All Things Women Health. And, you know, the vision of the show is encouraging conversation and knowledge. So don't be afraid to call in or get on the Shasta Regional Medical Center, where a hot link will be coming up, because we're going to pose some questions. We'll maybe even help you decide, Dr. Gill, what the topic will be. And I think the other thing is that a lot of people are talking about thyroid and the issue with thyroid, and how you're the one who educated me in sharing that the thyroid tests were based on men.
Yeah. A lot of our panels for hormones are established with normal values based on studies that were exclusively performed on men, and not just men, but 18 to 24-year-old men who were average 180 pounds, something like that. And that's because they were all military recruits and basically captive in the military. And they all basically, all those hormones values were really based on what was normative for them.
So, Dr. Gill, I just have to say, for some perspective, because this cracks me up. So that information that I would be getting from my physician is my physician looking at me saying, this is what's wrong with your thyroid based on, I have an 18-year-old son, based on your son's blood work.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
Dr. Gill, however, looks at women.
That's right.
No, and they're
fantastic. That's really fantastic.
No, there's definitely now new research, and a lot of people have looked at that. There's a lot of new research out exclusively on women, and we find that, for example, in thyroid, normal values are different for women than they are, obviously, in these young men. And even for pregnancy and after and postpartum. So there are different values that we use, really, that need apply to women specifically. And we really do underdiagnose thyroid disease in women who are suffering, because their doctors tell them, well, your number is normal, so you're normal, you know. But it's not true.
Yes.
It's not true. We have to look at the right numbers.
And when I first met you, you said, and I love this term, you said, I'm a geek when it comes to thyroid. I was
nerd,
like,
yeah.
I love you. I want to know I went that geek in my life. Because that's fascinating. Like,
yeah.
What made you want to study and be an expert on thyroid?
I'll tell you, because it runs in my family. In fact, my mother, my aunt, my grandmother, and, you know, finally me. I was underdiagnosed, misdiagnosed, till I finally actually
diagnosed yourself.
I learned so much about it because I wasn't really getting the response I really wanted from the medication. I wasn't sure how the diagnosis was really made. And I started to really self-initiate the study. And then I started to really take care of patients specifically in that respect and really look for it. And I've seen so many people change in terms of their energy levels, their mood.
How about clarity of mind?
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah. Suddenly you're no longer in a fog. You can see, you know, ahead of you.
So there's Naturethoid, there's Armor, and then there's the, what's the other one? That's
Synthroid.
I've been on all of them.
Yes.
And so, you know, I want to be tested and go through your protocol as well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because it was a fear. My mother had a thyroidectomy, and I understand that it's an issue and it's part of your hormone balance that 10 years ago when I started, I was really afraid, like, once I start this, I'm never going to, I always think about, if I'm on a deserted island, how am I ever going to go off? How do you go off the thyroid? Once you start it, it becomes like you have to take it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's really the center metabolically of our body. I mean, it guides our entire hormonal axis, especially for women, if you want to talk about reproductive health or the, you know, the brain has hormones. They're connected to the thyroid, which is connected to our ovaries, obviously, and our adrenal glands. And there's, it's a very, very delicate balance. And so to say that you don't want to depend on a medication that basically runs the entire metabolic system of your body, it's like, I don't want to fix the traffic light if the traffic light is out, you know. That's not rational, right? You want to, if there's no red light, you need to replace it. Or green light. That's how I see the thyroid. It's really at the center. So very important to have it looked at specifically and also with the correct values, normal values for women.
Not 19-year-old men.
Thank you.
This is fantastic. You know, I mean, these are the kinds of conversations, the aha moments, you know, coin a phrase from Oprah, aha moment, that you'll have by listening to the Dr. Orna Gill show here at KCNR. And do we have any closing thoughts? We're going to wrap this up here. It's the first kickoff for the Dr. Orna Gill show. We're very excited about having you in our family. Yeah. And on North State Now, which, let's go back, the first Thursday of the month will be yours truly. This is Linda Bott. We're going to be talking about entertainment, musicians, restaurants, books, authors, that's the kind of thing I'm going to cover. And the second Tuesday will be Michelle Slade talking about North State Heroes. The third Thursday will be Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, where they interview some of their artists and columnists and photographers, and that is just always wonderful as well. And then our fourth Thursday will be the Dr. Orna Gill Show. I just think it's just a great mix of wonderful things, and that North State Now, what we're offering here in information. So what we've talked about here in this show is just a snippet of upcoming conversations with our doctor. And we are also here with Lynn Ann Foster from Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what, do you have any closing thoughts?
No, I'm so excited to be part of your North State Now format. I think that Dr. Gill has so much to offer our community, and this is just a great way for her to reach more people in our community about the specific needs and things that we need to be aware of women. I think it's very important, and I appreciate the fact that you understand that and invited us to be part of this.
All right, so then we'll see you again next month. And, again, you can go to the Shasta Regional Medical Center. What's the website?
ShastaRegional.com.
All right, and that hot link will be up where you can do put in confidential questions. And, you know, it's always we love the idea of being able to bring on our experts that can inform people in a sound manner.
Yeah. In a non-judgmental, in a clear, rational, appropriate forum where we can all talk in a way that's not just informative but safe. And so, you know, I look forward to getting deeper and deeper into conversations with the community that I have been so warmly welcomed into and want to continue to know better.
In order to see the doctor, how do we get in touch with you?
You can go to ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com, and there's information there on all of the physicians and then how to reach specifically the contact information to make an appointment with Dr. Gill.
And you're taking all insurance?
Everything.
This is exciting for a lot of people mm-hmm. that feel like they can't get into certain doctors of expertise because of their insurance. And, you know, I know that I'm TRICARE because, you know, I'm into Carl, who is retired military. Mm-hmm. When I first moved to town, there were only 10 doctors.
Mm. Wow.
10 doctors that took TRICARE.
Mm.
And that freaked me out because as my husband served for 33 years in the military, why are there only 10 doctors in all of Reading that take TRICARE. So I see the change in the last 10 years or the 12 years that I've been in Reading. Very good to hear that you guys are taking all insurance because you really serve the people.
Yeah. She does.
And on that note, we are here with the Dr. Orna Gill Show. our opening, our kickoff. We're kicking
one down, many
we're
to go.
So excited to have you here. We're going to say au revoir with Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman.
Yes.
Because aren't we all? We have a little bit of everything in us, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We'll see you next Thursday here on KCNR 1460, 96.5 and KCNR 1460 AM. See you next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.